you know, it's funny when in your raps you stay away from what to a lot of people would consider spirituality. In a way, like the way that somebody would present their, you know, Jewish spirituality or a kind of Buddhist practice or whatever. You don't talk. In fact, often you sort of like you slag the guru model, and you kind of separate yourself from that. And you really have a kind of like you've maintained the sort of I don't want to quite characterize it right now, but. And yet, at points, obviously, you are motivated by something that, in your own language, you would call spiritual.
Well,
what comes up around that word?
I guess I believe I'm some form of progressive history. That history is progressive. So then, the story of evolution and biology and human culture and all this is assumed to be a story with a happy ending. So in a way, this belief in telos, which is not philosophically sanctioned, or this eschatological vein in my personality is what gives it a spiritual impulse. But it's the idea that time, it's an alchemical idea actually, it's the idea that time will perfect matter. And I think it probably will perfect matter.